Upbit lists. Venice token VVV with KRW BTC USDT pairs. South Korea's largest crypto exchange has added Venice token VVV to its order book, opening trading against the Korean won, Bitcoin, and Tether on the same day. The listing was confirmed by Upbit via Woo Blockchain's relay on May 12, 2026, and gives Korean retail traders their first regulated entry point to the AI inference token. Bitcoin sat at 81,167, 0.4% at the time of writing, while broader market sentiment held at a neutral 50 on the Fear and Greed Index, per CoinMarketCap data as of May 12, 2026. Korean listings typically generate localized price action that can run independent of the global tape. So the immediate test for VVV is whether the Upbit flow can lift the token even on a quiet macro day. Three pairs, not just one Upbit listings, are usually staggered. A token gets the BTC or USDT pair first, then graduates to KRW weeks or months later once Upbit and its compliance vehicle, Dunamu, sign off. Venice skipping the queue and landing all three pairs simultaneously is the unusual detail here. The KRW pair is the one that matters for price action because it taps Korean won liquidity that does not exist on Binance, Coinbase, or any non-Korean venue. For context, the so-called kimchi premium has driven double-digit pricing gaps on tokens fresh to Upbit before, particularly during periods when Korean retail is rotating into a new narrative. The AI agent and inference token cycle has been one of those narratives in 2026. Venice and the AI inference angle. Venice positions itself as a permissionless AI inference network, with the VVV token used to access compute and pay for queries. The project is associated with Eric Voorhees, the early Bitcoin entrepreneur behind Shapeshift, which gives it more name recognition than a typical new listing. That visibility likely accelerated the Upbit due diligence cycle. Upbit also tends to prefer tokens that already have a working product. Venice has been shipping inference endpoints since 2024, which puts it ahead of the wave of speculative AI tokens that launched in the first half of this year without working backends. Korean retail and the listing playbook Upbit handles the majority of South Korean crypto trading volume, and a KRW listing is the closest equivalent in this market to a Tier 1 U.S. exchange listing. Korean traders cannot easily move stablecoins across borders due to capital controls, so KRW is the only practical on-ramp for most of them. That makes Upbit pairs structurally illiquid for arbitrageurs and structurally premium for momentum buyers. Three things to watch over the next 48 hours. The opening KRW-USDT spread on VVV. A spread above 5% suggests Korean retail is leading the flow. Volume distribution across the three pairs. If KRW dominates, the price action is local. If BTC and USDT lead, global traders are using Upbit as a venue rather than a signal. Whether other Korean exchanges, Bithumb, Coinone, follow with their own VVV pairs in the coming days. Bithumb often shadows Upbit listings within a week. Implications for the AI token cohort. The Upbit listing is more interesting as a category signal than as a single token event. If Venice trades cleanly on KRW pairs and holds liquidity, it validates the model of AI inference tokens as a listable category for Asian exchanges, rather than just a Solana memcoin season offshoot. That would matter for projects like Bitensor, IO.net, and Render, which have struggled to break into Korean order books despite operational metrics. For now, the immediate effect is narrow. One more trading venue, one more fiat pair, and one more regional liquidity pocket for VVV. Whether that compounds into broader access for the rest of the AI inference cohort depends on how Upbit treats the next applicant in the category.